Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Wilfred O.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
So every signal that you could possibly send from Donald Trump is pointing towards him running for president again. And it's interesting how the same issues that took him to the top of the GOP ticket last time and got him elected are the same issues he's now fighting for that are getting a lot of attention. Remember when he talked about the bad hombres coming across the border? Remember when they said, oh, he's racist because he's implying that everybody coming across the border is a racist and a murderer and a gang member, which is not what he said at all. Remember when the media slandered him that way? Well, guess what's happening now? Parts of Trump's border wall are actually being built by the Biden administration. And the president of the United States of America at CPAC, Texas, this week came out saying that the GOP legislators must use Congress's budget power to block President Joe Biden's invited invasion if they win the 2022 midterm elections. We must stop the invasion of our southern border, Trump said to loud applause at the CPAC event in Texas. He then described the solution to Biden's determined effort to spike migration above the annual limit set by Congress in 1990. Republicans in Congress must make it clear that on their watch, not a single penny of taxpayer money will go to funding Joe Biden's open border agenda. It's a sick agenda. It's a sick agenda. Makes no sense. Next year, we have to use the power of the purse strings to send a message to every would-be illegal alien all over the world. If you break into our country illegally, you will be caught. We will detain you, and we will quickly send you back to the place from which you came or put you in prison. The president said we also need a record increase in the number of new ICE officers and Border Patrol officers to resume the enforcement of our immigration laws and to deport the illegal aliens that Joe Biden is refusing to deport. They won't even take out illegal aliens out of our country. In addition, we should pass much tougher penalties for repeat immigration violators, which there are so many. Trump repeatedly used the word invasion as he urged GOP voters to back GOP candidates in November, saying, "There is another horrific disaster we must confront if we want to restore safety in our country. At long last, we must stop the invasion at our southern border. It's an invasion. Our country is being invaded. Our country is being invaded just like a military force was boring in. The same invasion by criminals is exactly the theme that pushed the president to the top. It's the same criminal theme that pushed Senator Rick Scott, Republican from Florida, who is directing the Senate's GOP election campaign in 2022. He said the Biden presidency, they brought us a dangerous invasion of our border, drugs and criminals marching in every day. Adding this, writing about Rome, historian Will Durant said, "A great civilization is not conquered from without until it's first destroyed itself from within. Now today we face the greatest danger we have ever faced. The militant left wing in our country has become the enemy within. They want to replace freedom with their control. Socialism, communism is what he's talking about here. The elites of the government are telling us what we can and cannot believe, what we can think, and what we can do. They want to completely control our lives. We saw this with the COVID lockdowns. It ended up having nothing to do with COVID. He added, "This fall, the American people are going to give a complete butt-kicking to the Democrats." Senator Scott's speech at the event downplayed the promises about border security and, more importantly, about immigration policy overall. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Legacy Precious Metals. Without them, this show wouldn't be possible. And if you have not looked at gold and silver as a way to protect your hard-earned dollars against what's happening on Wall Street with inflation, it's time for you to call them and get the free investor's guide. Why? Because so many around the world are now using gold and silver, and historically they have for decades, as a protection, a hedge against inflation, which is exactly what we're dealing with right now. If you're terrified to look at your retirement account, your 401k statement, because of what's happening on Wall Street, that's all the more reason why you should call and get the investor's guide on gold and silver. Protect your hard-earned money and diversify. Call them and get the free investor's guide from Legacy Precious Metals. 1-866-751-2218. 1-866-751-2218 or online at legacypminvestments.com. Now, while we need more ICE agents, what is the Biden administration doing? Raising your taxes, is it claiming it's going to reduce inflation, which will not happen, and adding 87,000 new IRS agents to come after you to get more of your money. They're not protecting the border. They're hiring an army, a military of IRS agents to audit you, to come after you, to beat you down, to take more of your money. Because when you are weak, they become strong. Biden's Pentagon, by the way, has refused a request from Washington, D.C. mayor now to activate the National Guard to help the city deal with illegal immigration because Texas is busing in illegal immigrants and dropping them off in the nation's capital, saying, "You're going to make this our problem? We'll make it your problem, too." Take a listen to this report from Fox News Channel on the border crisis. And now New York City and D.C. mayors asking for federal help because they're now having to deal with illegal immigrants just like every border state is.
Mayors in New York City and D.C. continue to call for federal help as Texas Governor Greg Abbott pledges that he is going to send more busloads of migrants going to their cities. Nate Foy spoke with some of those migrants heading into New York City. Nate, what did you hear?
Some difficult stories, Aisha. The group of roughly 50 migrants, mostly from South America, arrived in New York City yesterday, and we learned true horror stories about what some of them have endured. Listen to this.
The first border that I crossed was from Colombia to Panama. The third day, heavily armed citizens caught us. They kidnapped us for 4 days. There were a lot of kids and women who were raped. To be honest, it was very shocking. It was something I don't wish anybody else to go through. It was very hard. Even one of the people coming with us died crossing the border in Rio Bravo.
Can't even imagine what these migrants have gone through, Aisha. You see, the group arriving here in New York City yesterday, they were met by 10 volunteers who handed out clothes, sandwiches, and water. We know one child arrived with diabetes and didn't have insulin. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says New York City and Washington, D.C. are the perfect destinations for these migrants because the mayors of both cities have boasted about their city's services and housing. New York City Mayor Eric Adams accuses Abbott of playing politics with human lives, and he's also asking for more from the Biden administration.
He finally admitted what we were saying. And we're going to continue to be open arms. This is who we are as a city, and we just need help from the federal government.
Well, federal help is not coming to Washington, D.C., at least not right now. The Pentagon rejected a request by Mayor Muriel Bowser, who wanted National Guard support to deal with the migrant rush. Governor Abbott says over 6,500 migrants have been bused from Texas to Washington, D.C. since April, and he says more buses are coming not only to there, but also here in New York. Speaking of here in New York, Mayor Adams just wrapped up a press conference. We did have a producer there. He did not take our questions about how the city plans to deal with the influx of migrants. We'll send it back to you.
He's facing a lot of tough issues in that city. Nate Foy, thank you so much.
You got it.
So this is how they're now dealing with this, right? They want to blame and say, federal government, come bail us out because you're the guys that have these policies. And they thought when they were pushing for these policies that somehow they wouldn't be affected by them. The White House, by the way, wants illegal immigrants streaming in, but they don't want them to be near them. They just want them to flood conservative states, which is part of their plan. I say you bus every one of these, regardless of cost, illegal immigrants to liberal states. Drop them off in liberal parts of the country, in the richest liberal neighborhoods, Martha's Vineyard, right by the Obama's house. Bring them all in.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already. No,
we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing. That's the problem.
We didn't
realize
it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god,
you were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young kids
and so self-involved,
egomaniacs, and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them,
and then
you get into as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer, subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com, promo code Ben. Waters World the other night had a great commentary about this, saying the White House wants illegal immigrants streaming in, but they don't want them near them, and there's a reason why. Because they don't like it either. But it's easy if you're trying to change Texas and turn it, right, to be a liberal state, in Arizona and New Mexico and all these other places. You bring in enough illegal immigrants, give them amnesty, let them vote, bam, you've got liberal and socialism, you got a socialist government in just maybe 5 more years. When they start showing up in D.C. and New York, what are they doing? They're freaking out now, demanding the National Guard come in. The same National Guard they won't allow to be used at the border.
After experiencing just a small taste of what it's like to be a border state, the White House got angry.
It's the latest stunt from the governor. Another stunt of busing desperate migrants across the country. He's using them as a political ploy. I mean, this is what he's been doing, and it's shameful.
You see, the White House wants illegal immigrants streaming in. They don't want them to be near them. Meanwhile, the mayors of D.C. and New York aren't holding up very well. They can't handle a couple hundred migrants coming into their city. Mayor Bowser begged Biden to send in the Guard. Today, Joe rejected the request. And Mayor Adams is about to get rejected, too. He just doesn't know it yet.
He finally admitted what we were saying, and we're going to continue to be open arms. This is who we are as a city, and we just need help from the federal government. We're having a great conversation this afternoon with the federal government to figure out how we can get this right, but it is despicable what we're witnessing in Texas.
Help from the federal government? You mean something like securing the border? Biden won't do that. He campaigned against it. When Trump was controlling who came into our country, the media called him a tyrant, read poems about immigration to his advisors, remember?
The Statue of Liberty says, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses, yearning to breathe free. Doesn't say anything about speaking English or being able to be a computer programmer. Aren't you trying to change what it means to be an immigrant coming into this country?
Jim, I appreciate your speech.
They're all hypocrites. They're fine with millions of migrants storming into Texas, but can't deal with a few hundred in the Big Apple or the Capitol. When their borders are open, it's shameful. Have you ever seen people this stupid? Biden flies thousands of migrants from the border to New York in the dead of night, and that's cool. But Abbott buses a few hundred to the same city bright and early in the morning, and that's despicable. How many times have you heard liberals say they want illegals to come out of the shadows? Well, the migrants are coming out of the shadows. They're in Manhattan and D.C., out in broad daylight. And all of a sudden, it's an emergency. And liberals, Don't want to see them.
I love it, right? Yeah, stay in the shadow. We want them to come out and be humans and come out of the shadows, right? The Border Patrol has reported 1,800 illegal border crossings in 24 hours at one part at the border. 391,000 fentanyl pills have come across the border. This is how bad it is. The southern border is wide open, and the drugs are coming across, and Americans are dying. And again, Democrats don't care if it's conservatives or border states. They just don't want it up in New York and D.C. And when they get them, they're like, oh, my gosh, give me the federal government. Fix my problems. Send in the National Guard.
Arthel, good afternoon to you. We just heard correspondent Nate Foy talking about those buses of migrants heading to D.C. and to New York City. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he's going to keep those buses coming, and many of the migrants on those buses are crossing illegally right here where we are here in Eagle Pass, Texas. That includes this morning as well. Take a look at this video our drone team shot earlier this morning here in Eagle Pass. This was a single massive group of approximately 200 that crossed illegally all at once, predominantly all single adult men from Venezuela, Cuba, and Nicaragua. You can see them walking in a single file line before Texas DPS takes them into custody. In the last 24 hours alone here in the Del Rio sector, a DHS source telling Fox News there have been nearly 1,600 illegal crossings, again, taking place in these blistering summer temperatures, which can be very deadly and dangerous. Case in point, take a look at this photo right here. Tragedy. Texas DPS troopers coming across the body of a male migrant who succumbed to the elements out here in the brush in Maverick County. Troopers encountered two men who were walking along the side of the road, migrants who said they were very dehydrated and had been lost in the brush for 11 days. The troopers then went into the brush and came across the corpse of this man who tragically died out here in this heat. Then taking you elsewhere along the border, take a look at this mugshot here. In Border Patrol's Tucson, Arizona sector, this convicted rapist was caught after he came across illegally near Douglas, Arizona. He's a Mexican national named Saul Garcia Ibarra, and he's got a previous conviction for first-degree rape out of Salt Lake City, Utah. Elsewhere in Arizona, take a look at these photos right here. A massive fentanyl bust by CBP agents at the port of entry in Nogales, Arizona. 391,000 fentanyl pills, as well as 10 pounds of meth found being smuggled in doors and a spare tire of a vehicle. Great work there by those agents. And back out near live, that Nogales port of entry has had several major fentanyl busts within the last week or so. CBP agents there reporting in the last week alone, they have seized more than 1 million fentanyl pills. So it's not just people pouring into the country, it's deadly narcotics as well.
You know, the deadly narcotics is the part that the White House also is just, and these are just scumbags, and the left are scumbags for this. Right, that's the only way I know how to put it. They don't care if your kids are dying from fentanyl. And where's the fentanyl coming from? It's coming from China. The same country that apparently, for some reason, we cannot hold accountable for anything right now. China, which I guess has the Biden administration and Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, James Biden totally compromised. We refuse to say what they're doing and tell them to stop. The fentanyl is coming from China, and then it goes through the cartels in Mexico into the United States corridors. When is this president going to declare war on fentanyl? He's not, because I think he's compromised by the Chinese. It's not just the people that are being raped and murdered and the people that are coming in, right? It's the fact that we're in the situation we're in right now. It's sad. It angers me that this is where we are, but this is where we are. And this administration clearly is excited about where we are. This is part of their plan to undermine this country. This is part of their plan to change this country. Look at the illegal immigrants that are committing heinous crimes right now. Look at them. Look at the illegal immigrants that are committing heinous crimes right now in New York and D.C. That's why they're saying bring in the National Guard. They're angry up there, the liberals, because it's not in their backyard. They should be sending these illegal immigrants there every single day, as many as we can send.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
we didn't either when we were watching this. That's the thing. That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god!
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young,
were kids, and so self-involved,
egomaniacs, and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them,
right.
And then
right,
you get into right, as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer, subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com, promo code Ben. I want to go back to Donald Trump. Remember when Trump said that bad hombres were coming across the border? Remember that? Everybody said it was, you know, he was slandering illegal immigrants and he was racist towards people from Mexico. Forget the drugs I just mentioned coming across the border. Let's talk about the individuals. 5 sex offenders and 20 gang members have been arrested at the border in South Texas alone in the last few days. The Rio Grande Valley Sector Border Patrol agents arrested 5 previously deported sex offenders and more than 20 dangerous gang members during a 1-week period. The arrest took place along the border as far inland as 80 miles. The Border Patrol agents apprehended a guy by the name of Manuel Ramirez, a Honduran national illegally present in the United States. During a background check investigation, agents discovered a conviction from a New York court in 2017 for first-degree attempted rape. According to information provided by the Rio Grande Valley sector officials, the court sentenced the Honduran national to 4 years in prison. The agents also reported the man as a member of the MS-13 gang. 2 days later, agents arrested another MS-13 gang member, and agents identified that man as a Salvadorian national. A Virginia court sentenced that man to 5 years in prison following a conviction for cardinal knowledge of a child. Rio Grande City Station agents patrolling the border on August 2nd arrested a Salvadorian national and identified him as a member of the Salvadorian 18th Street Gang. Court records from El Salvador revealed a history of convictions for attempted homicide, possession of a firearm, theft, just to name a few. The following day, agents from the same station arrested Cesar Campos, a Peruvian national illegally present in the U.S. A records check led to the discovery of a conviction from a New York court for raping a child under the age of 17. The court handed down a sentence of 16 months to 4 years because apparently now you can just rape a kid and it's not a big deal in New York. Later that day, Rio Grande Valley City agents also arrested a Honduran migrant with a criminal conviction from a New Jersey court for criminal sexual contact. The court just sentenced that man to only 12 months in jail. During this 1 week period, agents in the South Texas border sector arrested 11 18th Street gang members, 9 members of the MS-13 gang, and other gang members from other gangs that are starting to explode in America. Any migrant previously deported following a criminal felony conviction are subject to prosecution in a federal court for illegal reentry after removal. If charged and convicted, each could spend up to 20 years in federal prison. The problem is many of the people that go before these courts, the judges are liberal and they're treating them exactly how Democrats want to. What do they treat them like? Like they've done nothing wrong and they're just trying to come here for a better life. The other thing is they say, oh, it's women and children that are coming into this country. Remember, Donald Trump warned that's not the case at all. New footage is showing a migrant bus of mostly single adult men sent by Texas Governor Abbott to New York City. He sent them on August the 5th. It was a bus filled with single adult male migrants arriving at the Port Authority in New York City from Texas, where they were greeted by volunteers handing out burritos. And this is not a joke. As Governor Greg Abbott continues dispersing record-breaking numbers of border crossers and illegal aliens arriving in the state to Democratic-run sanctuary cities, New York City officials appeared to be unprepared for the migrants' arrival, or at least lacking communication and coordination to receive them, as the Port Authority did not initially have a gate for the bus to park, and Port Authority employees were not aware of the plan for arrival. The bus circled between 8th and 9th Avenues Friday morning until it was finally able to park at Gate 14 at 7:30 a.m. Because of President Biden's continued refusal to acknowledge the crisis caused by his open border policies, the state of Texas has had to take unprecedented action to keep our community safe, Governor Abbott said in a new statement. In addition to Washington, D.C., New York City is the ideal destination for these migrants who can receive the abundance of city services and housing that Mayor Eric Adams has boasted about within his sanctuary city. I hope he follows through on his promise of welcoming all immigrants, all migrants, I should say, with open arms so that our overrun and overwhelmed border towns can find relief. When the buses arrived, Breitbart News witnessed passengers disembarking after a 3-day journey from Texas, greeted by a handful of volunteers. One volunteer was wearing a New York City Immigration Services t-shirt, but there did not appear to be any city employees present. Wow, maybe they're not so welcoming. The greeters handed migrants a bag bearing the logo of the humanitarian aid organization Save the Children. However, there appeared to be fewer than 10 children among the group and no more than 5 women. The rest of the 60-plus passengers on the bus were single males between the ages of 20 and 40. So this idea that it's all women and children coming across the border and you should be crying and, you know, helping them and giving them all of your tax dollars, well, guess what? Not actually the case either. The volunteers led the group through the Port Authority, corralled them into the entrance of the bus station, handed out burritos. That's not racist. Some migrants were provided rides to other locations, but it's unclear where exactly they went. Welcome to Sanctuary Cities, folks. One migrant, a man who said his name is Alfonso, who arrived alone, told Breitbart News he traveled from Venezuela through Mexico into Texas, where he was put directly on the bus to New York City. He left his wife and children in Chile and explained that he came alone to America first and planned to bring them later. He does not have any family or connections in the United States and does not speak English. He came with one bag containing some toiletries and a pillow and had $130. Alfonso told the news organization that now was a good opportunity to come to the United States, explained that he did not believe he would be admitted under former President Trump's administration, specifically mentioning the wall along the southern border was an obstacle for entry. He said locals in New York and Mexico accepted money to direct him towards the border. Alfonso said he was looking for work, but he'd never been in New York City or the United States. He did not have a place to stay and was not informed of any lodging services or resources. And this is when you start committing crimes. You got $130 in your pocket. You think you might not steal something if you're in his shoes? Let's just be honest. Despite Democrat officials' support for illegal immigration through their expansive sanctuary city policies, which shield illegal aliens from arrest and deportation from the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, known as ICE, a handful have warned that the migrant buses from Texas will overwhelm their city's public resources. New York City Mayor Eric Adams, for instance, has pleaded for the Biden administration to have additional federal resources immediately for his city to deal with the illegal immigrant surge. In another statement, Adams told the New Yorkers to get on board with having their city overrun with border crossers and illegal aliens arriving and stranded, straining the infrastructure, hospitals, schools, and neighborhoods, he said. Get on board. Everyone's block is going to be impacted by this, Adams said. And so we have to add our advocacy with our ability to help our neighbors. We need everyone on board with this. Our schools are going to be impacted. Our healthcare system is going to be impacted. Our infrastructure is going to be impacted, he continued. Why is he saying this? Because he knows that he's now got to convince people that his terrible policies are somehow good because his terrible policies are being challenged. Adams' office claimed the migrant buses being sent to New York City is akin to using border crossers and illegal aliens as political pawns, calling the policy disgusting. Governor Abbott has issued a public invitation to Mayor Adams to visit the southern border, insisting the sanctuary city mayor witness the magnitude of chaos created by Biden's open border policies. Quote, I really wish they would visit because public officials across the country, they do need to realize the magnitude of the chaos created by the Biden's open border policies. They're up in arms about a few thousand people coming into their communities over the past few months. Listen, in any one sector in the state of Texas, we have more than 5,000 people coming across the sector every single day. Washington, D.C. mayor requested National Guard troops last month to deal with what she called a humanitarian crisis because of 6,000 immigrants being bused to the Capitol from Texas since April, calling it a humanitarian crisis. Is it really a humanitarian crisis? 6,000 people, Bowser, get on board. You're the one that said you wanted this policy. Now you got to own it. Bowser is a staunch supporter of the region's sanctuary city policy, claiming the migrant buses were a tipping point for Washington, D.C. A tipping point. 6,000 people is your tipping point? Even as they pale in comparison to the level of legal immigration that the American border towns are forced to deal with under the Biden administration. In Texas border towns alone, nearly 130,000 border crossers and illegal aliens were caught crossing the border in June. Most recently in the small town of Normandy, Texas, with a population of just 29 residents, about 400 border crossers and illegal aliens crossed into the area this month. But now they want help from the federal government. And by the way, at some point, I think they'll probably get it. They're going to go quietly and privately, the federal government, and go, listen, we're on board with this open border policy, but you need to stop sending these people to our town, and you better give us a bunch of money to fix the problem. You better give it to us now. We can't handle this. This is going to make you guys look bad. You don't want us to stop them from coming in. You don't want us to be put in this situation. You don't want us to be put in an impossible situation. Please make it stop. That's what they're going to say behind the scenes. That's what they're going to say when people start asking questions. Mark my word. And that's exactly why this is the smartest move they can make. Democrats are now going to feel the pain, and I tell you, they should be sending 10,000 a day, 5,000 a day. I don't care what it costs. Do it. Send them to the wealthiest, richest parts of America where liberals are have woke ideology, where they have said that they are a sanctuary city. If you want these people to make them back up their promises of sanctuary city ideals, that's the point I'm making. Make them back it up. When they say they're a welcoming city, they're a loving city, then send every illegal immigrant there you can get your hands on, because it's all because of the policies of the open border. Make sure, by the way, that you share this podcast with your family and friends. Hit that little forward arrow and text it or put it on social media so other people can hear about this story about how dangerous our open border is. While the media does everything it can to try to shut you down, silence us, and make sure no one knows what's really happening. Also, hit that auto-download or subscribe button so you get this podcast each and every day for free, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
From original art and diplomas to ticket stubs and the keys to your first home, we all have mementos we'd love to put on display. Framebridge is the easy and affordable way to custom frame just about anything, with fair upfront pricing based on the size of your item and fast, free shipping. Plus, your happiness is guaranteed. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started. That's framebridge.com.